Have poinsettias hit yet?
I have not seen any, but you know, the thing that we've got going on, Thanksgiving is the earliest it can be on the calendar this year. So it's the fourth Thursday of November. So we're coming up. So we're already thinking of Christmas, but it's the 17th of November today. Thanksgiving's, though, at the 22nd or 22nd, 23rd. So when the 1st of November is on a Thursday, that means Thanksgiving is the earliest it can be in the year. So it may be
just
next week, next weekend before you start seeing poinsettias show up.
And there's all kinds. They used to be red. They've got them.
But any color you want anymore. There's purple ones and blue ones, and they're even airbrushing and painting and glittering them. You know, so they can do about anything you want with the poinsettia. It's a pretty miraculous plant when you think about it. The thing about them is they are tropical, so treat them as such. You know, you can stick them outside, but if it gets cold, you need to bring them in or protect them. Don't put them by the hot roaring fireplace. If they dry out too much, you'll start losing leaves. If it's too dark a room, they like bright light, they'll start losing leaves. So keep them moist, keep them warm, keep them in a bright place.
And watch out. You had mentioned fireplaces, but watch out for your heater vents, whether they're overhead blowing down or from
by the door that's opening and letting cold air in and out. And you know, you don't want to beat them up either by in a high traffic place. They do. What's colored up on those is the leaf, not the flower. It's not a flower. So if you damage those leaves, you're going to keep losing the color that you have for the plant. So the other thing people make, they come in a foil container or, you know, wrapping, and those don't drain. So when you water them, you need to take it out of that or dump that out after you're done watering. Don't let them sit in that, you know, foil wrapper full of water after you've watered them as well. So
it's got to be able to drain.
Exactly.
You know what I've really enjoyed are the Christmas succulents, the cactuses that when we have family coming from Louisiana, they've never even heard or seen of a Christmas cactus.
Right. So it's a succulent, not truly a cactus. They flower. You know, and I know people that have had them from handed down from multiple generations. They have some, you know, a plant that's 40, 50, 60 years old. They're incredibly tough, incredibly hardy. They don't need a lot of water. They are succulent. They don't do all that well outside here unless you've got kind of a shady protected spot, but a kitchen window or someplace like that, they're fantastic. They really are, and they're very colorful. And that might, in fact, be as good or better gift for like an office or something like that, where a poinsettia, you know, you could take a Christmas cactus, stick it on an office desk for a month during the holidays, it's going to be fine. You know, in a closed, dark office, poinsettia might not hold up as well.
Renee from Chandler's texted in and wants to know a good recommendation for a vine that'll grow on a brick wall. And depending on which direction that brick wall is headed.
Let's just assume that it gets lots of sun. Let's just assume that. If that's the case, my favorite is still the Tangerine Beauty Cross Vine. Gets a tangerine-colored flower, as the name would kind of suggest, will bloom a little bit in the fall, gets a nice little bloom, a flush in the spring and early summer, heavy bloomer, fast grower, attaches by itself, clings onto stucco or brick or block or wood just fine. You don't have to attach it or have a trellis type of a thing. That would be not my number one choice. Pink trumpet vine's very nice. Cat claw is an old standby. Bougainvillea, if you got plenty of room, works very well. There's a bunch of good choices, but that's.
And you want to plant it a little way from the block wall. You don't want to be putting the water right on top of the foundation.
If it's a block house wall, you know, if it's a fence, might not be quite as critical, right? But ideally, on the home, you know, you can. Typically, you can't plant them that close anyway because, you know, the way they pour footers, there's probably concrete slopped out there a foot or so. So, you know, get it out there. And you can angle the plant back so that it, you know, it'll kind of make contact with the house. And eventually it'll grab on and get going. Or you can put a really nice trellis up and let that start it.
Thank you for the text. That's 411-923. And that's the only one that's during the broadcast only. That is the rest of the week. We do answer the 1-888-767-4348, as well as info at rosieonthehouse.com. Not everything's tied to Saturday mornings. Sometimes
You work more than one day a week?
And we always joke about that when somebody asks, what do you do the rest? Oh, we're like pastors. We only work one day a week.
Yeah. Oh, that'll get you in trouble.
Oh, the pastors think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We had mentioned winter lawns.
So your winter lawn, hopefully you've mowed it a time or two by now. It's, you know, it's up and established and been mowed. If you have, then you should fertilize it good before it gets cold, because what happens even with ryegrass in the winter, if we get a frost, they'll start yellowing out. They don't like to be frozen either. So if you've got it good and green and growing and healthy, then if we get a little frost, it won't yellow out so bad. Once they yellow out, if that does that because of frost, it's really hard to get them greened back up till it warms up again. So I suggest after the second mowing, you get a good fertilizer on there. And really, you probably want to keep them fed good through the winter months, just like you would your Bermuda lawn, you know, monthly or so. Good lawn-type food. You know, we make a good organic pellet for lawns. It's great. And just keep them going. Keep them. Don't let them get too long between mowings. Keep them mowed good. If you haven't mowed it yet, pray it doesn't get cold too quick.
It always impresses me how fast the rye recovers. When you have guests over and you're walking on and it looks trampled and you're like, my lawn! And the next day it's like all stood back up.